This is MovieCast, Episode 5.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Welcome to MovieCast, I'm Michael.
And I'm Mark.
And today we are bringing you a special Back to the Future episode.
Yep.
Like Ghostbusters, it's, you know, tied for the top spot, probably a favorite movie ever. And, favorite movies, I guess. The whole trilogy is great.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best trilogies
ever. I think the third one's underrated to the max.
Yeah, it is. But, no news today, so we can get started right off. We were criticized with not summarizing the movie well enough, because what if someone hasn't seen it? Well, let me put it this way.
We don't care.
If you haven't seen Back to the Future, you're an a-hole. I don't want to cuss.
Pretty much.
Go watch it.
Clean stickers.
And then listen to this. Or not listen to this. I could care less.
Yeah.
But seriously, I care. Come listen to this after you go watch that movie.
Yeah, and then pimp us.
Pimp us out to the Mizzix.
Yeah.
But I'll follow through with what they said anyway. So the first movie, Marty, McFly's main character, he goes back to make his parents make out and have babies. Second movie, he goes into the future. He bets. But he doesn't bet. He gets a betting magazine. Biff gets rich. Stop Biff. Third movie, Old West. Who knows where it fits? It really is the bastard child.
But a good child at that.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of those children, like, you hate it, but it, like, sucks up, and it's, like, always does its homework.
But
you don't know where to put it. So it's a good kid.
We'll get to it when we get to the movie.
It's a misguided child.
We'll get to it when we get to the movie, but that's the one that has the most references to the other two.
No.
With the continuity.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I guess two.
It
no,
really
no,
doesn't.
I never.
Two
does.
That was a really stupid thing to say.
Well, I didn't think about the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, it's 1:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm just out of a nap, so sorry if this is incoherent. So the movie that started it all, Back to the Future 1.
Okay.
Great movie.
Great movie.
The end. No. What can we say? It's just, I mean, probably over the years I've seen it, oh man, at least 20 or 30 times.
Oh.
I mean, that's a low, that's a low estimate, but it's just one of those movies, it's like Ghostbusters, it really just, you know, you're happy after you watch it, there's
except
no characters that die or weird things like that.
I think Doc's dead.
Hmm?
No, you think Doc's dead. I mean,
well,
if you're watching
know.
It the first time.
Wait, to spoil it, idiot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But spoiler alert, don't listen.
Why?
Doc's dead, dude.
Doc's dead.
Basically, Dr. Emmett L. Brown gets an idea for the flux capacitor after he was hanging a
He was standing on
mirror.
His toilet.
He was hanging a mirror in his bathroom.
He
was hanging a clock in his bathroom, actually.
Yes.
And he hit his head on
the
sink.
Sink, yeah.
And that's where he got the idea for the flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible. And this was in 1955. It took him until 1985 to get it done, and he thought he'd make a time machine with style, so he chose the DeLorean, which, at the time, I think is the story. It was actually a good car. I mean, people thought it was cool. Like, they thought it was a cool thing to do. And then all the controversy happened and stuff, and now it makes it even kind of a funnier choice. So, it really doesn't make the movie any worse.
What could be
a failed car? That's true.
You know,
it is a perfect movie.
DeLorean's awesome.
Originally, it was going to be a refrigerator, so, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It was written and directed by the two Bobs, Bob Zemeckis and Bob Gale. Bob Zemeckis being the director and Bob Gale being the writer, but I don't know if they both wrote.
Bob.
I don't really care.
Bob.
Actually, Bob Zemeckis directed it and wrote it, and Bob Gale produced it, so I didn't know that. That's cool. So Doc Brown is trying to travel. He also blows all his family fortune, too, on various experiments, and I think actually investing just mostly in the time machine. It costs him a pretty penny. He loses the mansion that was in his family to a fire and gets insurance money. I'm pretty sure it was a planned fire, though. Arson, probably. And he steals some plutonium from the... what is it? Libyans. He, to make them a bomb, but he ends up making it out of used pinball parts. It's hilarious. He's got a dog named Einstein. Calls him Einie. Cute dog.
He had a dog before that named Copernicus.
Yep. Which we'll get to. Yes. Well, I guess we're already kind of getting to it. Jumping around. What else is there to say about the movie? Marty travels back to 1955 and hilarity ensues.
Most definitely.
Back to the Future 2 is the fallout from 1, basically. It's pretty much direct. It's probably one of the best sequels, I would say, ever.
It's better.
Just the way it actually ties into the first one.
It's better than Empire Strikes Back and...
Oh, I think so. I don't know if it's better, but the way it ties into the first one... It's really good.
I just like time travel in general.
Well, yeah, me too. So let's see how to sum this one up. Start of the movie, Doc comes back. Marty's kid's from the future in trouble, so Marty and his girlfriend...
Lorraine? No.
Lorraine says, Mom, dude.
Oh, crap.
You know who.
You know.
I can't even think of her name right now. It's like embarrassing. What's the character's name? It's like on the tip of my tongue.
I'll look.
I got it. If I could just like, what can I think of it? It's so weird.
Oh my god. I know. It's on the tip of my tongue now too.
You can fast forward through this part. I don't care, guys. Just...
Yeah,
we're gonna take a little break here. Here's music right now. Duh, Jennifer. Okay, stupid. Sorry, I know there's somebody listening to this yelling at their computer screen. It's Jennifer! Jennifer! Oh! So,
my bad. Yeah, but...
I'm gonna drink a Mountain Dew. So they go to rescue the kids. And successfully do it. That's what I'm saying. And, then Marty and Jennifer see their future selves and what the future's like, and
Marty is just gets fired when Jennifer...
It has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with anything.
But
it's not a big plot point at all.
Well, it ties in.
He's an idiot. I'm sorry. He really knows nothing, I think, sometimes. Doesn't really tie anything.
It ties in, though.
No, it doesn't. The end of the movie, but we're not going into detail description.
Well, I'm just saying,
overall synopsis. Shh. Anyway, the end of 2, basically. I mean, it's good, but Marty buys a sports almanac, and Biff gets sports almanac. A la Biff gets rich. Stop Biff. Travel through time to get Biff. Oh, it's crazy. It's a great movie. Go see it. Third movie. Is a western. The end. What are you writing really, really loudly? What?
Notes.
Why? Ties into wreck at... I know that.
That's what I was writing down.
It doesn't
so
matter,
find out
though.
All the,
Well, we'll do that later, then.
That's what I was going to do.
But we're not going to do that. That's boring.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
It also was... Okay, that's good. I mean, the third one really was a Western. And we'll move it into the movie tied into the other two. Except for... Well, yeah, only the end of the movie tied into the other two, really.
A little bit of the start.
Well, and there's another Biff, and there's, you know, all that.
Well, yeah, but...
And, it's actually good, though. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like a real sequel, almost.
Well, I
it just
think
seems it... like... It seems like if they were going into, like, a fifth and sixth, not a three.
Well, it seems
I think
like
they just didn't kind of... Yeah,
their plot device of having to change something in
order. Well, it's not like they don't hint at it either. Doc says at the beginning of the first one, I always wanted to see the Old West. And like they didn't hint at it. It's just it didn't tie in very well.
Well, yeah, I know, but I think they tried to do something different. And, I mean, they did it. It was a good movie, but it didn't.
I really think two should have been three, but
what
I don't
two?
Know. I don't know. Maybe they should have stopped at two. Probably three, so I don't know. yeah, at the end of three, they also have kids. They build a time traveling train. It looks really cool. And he marries Clara.
Spins
which
off.
Is a girl he meets in the past. Oh, we do actually have one news item. It's a snow day. That's why we're up so late.
Yeah,
we
hope. I wrote that on there.
We hope.
Title of the page is...
The 3-disc DVD set came out in 2002. It's a great set.
It's a perfect
you
set.
You have to get it. I don't think... It's not one of those Star Wars things where they have to update it. They put so much crap on here that if they did ever re-release it, it might just be new interviews or something.
Or a new blooper.
It's so in-depth. The commentaries are great. No cast commentaries, but, I mean... Well, actually, the two Bobs. Bob Zemeckis, I don't think, does a commentary. So it's Bob Gale and,
They were good.
Another producer. But they're great commentaries. They really go in-depth. And, that is if you like commentaries. We do. But not
everybody. We listen to all of our commentaries.
Not everybody likes them. We even listen to the bad ones for some reason. We are interested. I'm sure this is a boring episode, but I mean, we devoted one to Ghostbusters. We feel this is necessary, so
I think it's a good point to say the amazing continuity between each of the movies,
mostly one and two,
and then a little bit tying into three when they say, "Well, I remember when Old Man Peabody would just plant, you know, the pine trees and." We've got the end of three, the wreck, which supposedly ruins Marty's future.
Which he dodges, and then the you're fired paper fax fades.
Yeah.
And they also have instant pizza.
Oh.
Mom, instant you pizza. Sure know how to hydrate a pizza. and that pizza looks so good.
I mean,
tiny.
Like, yeah. Mm. Hydrating pizzas.
I really contemplated if that was real after I watched it when I was little.
You know what? I thought they made them.
Yeah, you're dumb, though.
Well, but, like, it's a pizza hut on it. No, it's like...
Yeah, that was another thing. Like, they got away with a lot of stuff because... I don't know. Like, the movie wasn't very realistic at all. But they were able to pretend like it was once... In an interview, Bob Zemeckis, I think it was. Yeah, I'm sure it was. He said that hoverboards are real. And, I mean, I think still to this day, some people are like, oh, can I find a hoverboard? They're not real. But, you know, he said, well, toy companies want to make them, but they're too dangerous, so they can't produce them. So they're testing them still. I mean, it's a ridiculous thing. It even says Mattel in the movie on it, and, you know. He just, I guess he likes messing with people, but it's funny. It's all good fun. Even though for a second I thought I could get a hoverboard when I heard that, so I was kind of pissed. No hoverboard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the continuity, though.
We've got the wreck, we've got...
Well, all the characters, too.
Oh, you know what we didn't mention? Which what? We should mention now, is about...
What? Say it. What?
Chris Glover.
Chris Glover? Crispin Glover?
Crispin Glover.
Oh, there's nothing to say, really. He did the first one. He wanted way too much money. They replaced him. They just put another guy in an old man outfit and basically did an impression of his voice, and I didn't know until a few years ago that that wasn't him. I had no idea.
That's why they threw in that he was dead.
Well, yeah, they actually wrote into the story so he was dead, though. Yeah. Which I never knew that was the reason either. But I found that pretty cool. So I guess that means in the second one, after they get back from tennis, that's not him.
But it looks amazing.
Wait, no, the first one's when they get back from tennis.
No, second one they get back from tennis too.
Wait, is it both of them they get back from tennis?
Wait, no. Think
after
about it.
After the first one, he writes the book and everything, right?
He's in the second one, though, at the very end.
No, he's not, because right at the end they go in. Marty already gets back in time again.
There you go.
Marty already goes right back to 1955,
well,
so. But we assume that he's not really dead. But we don't know. I think we do know. But.
No, he's at the end of the third one then.
But not as him.
It's not him.
It's not Crispin Glover, though. We should have watched these again, but we've seen these so many times.
I know.
Like, really little details, but. You can tell we're fans.
Oh, there's also the Eastwood Bridge. There's
references to lots. Yeah.
Well, there he says he's Clint Eastwood in the third movie.
Yeah.
But there's
what kind of cowboy name is that?
Well, then there's the cliff. You know that she's supposed to fall off of the bridge. When they go back in time, they show the sign. It's Eastwood Bridge.
I know.
That's where he died. That's where they think Marty died. From three, they think Marty died.
No one thinks Marty's
they,
dead.
They changed the future in that way, too.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
They think Claire is dead.
The bridge that Claire is named after.
She was supposed to die, yeah?
Okay. That gets renamed.
It gets named to
Eastwood,
yeah. Because he supposedly died off of it, but obviously not.
They just threw that in there.
You don't know how to tell a story.
They just threw that in there, though.
Yeah, there's really cool things. Back to the Future works on the theory is if you go back in time, you can change the future by altering things. It's not a Christmas Carol thing where... Christmas Carol, yeah. Where you just observe. I mean, you're actually active and you can communicate and blah, blah, blah. Which is probably pretty obvious. I'm sure everybody's seen these movies. That's pretty good on this. It was also a marketing dream. It brought in tons in other formats. It actually was one of my favorite cartoons, too. It, what year it came out? I think, I'm guessing, but pretty sure 90 came out with a cartoon. That sounds really right. I actually bought it at a comic book convention. They had the first season, so I mean, I've watched it pretty recently. They still stand up. I mean, they're really good cartoons. I'm sure a lot of you remember the McDonald's toys.
Oh my god.
those were fun. But it just really. It's one of those cartoons that really had the essence of the movie, and Christopher Lloyd did do stuff for it. Kitty. It was way kiddier than
Biff was
Back to
the Future. The Biffs.
Oh, Biff. All the Biffs were in it too.
And Clara was Clara.
Yeah, the voices were actually the voice, except for Michael J. Fox, but you know.
Probably
he was actually working, so one of the kids. I don't
know. Who cares?
Kids
about
talk
them?
In the movie.
But they also rebuild the DeLorean. And the
they also
kid.
These movies actually are kind of strange in that the makeup's really good. Because this is stupid. I mean, this is just little kid. I remember this. I never realized that this same actress played, you know, the old mom and the young mom. I just didn't think, I mean, I don't know, I guess when I was little I didn't think that was possible, but, I mean, yeah, I'm sure a little kid, but it's really, really good makeup. Well, like Marty's mom at the start, you just don't, I don't know, that must have been difficult, but it looks really good. Compared to a lot of other movies, was even to this day, the makeup's just subpar. I think that really set the standard.
Are you going to mention the dinosaur thing, or are you going to wait?
What's the dinosaur thing?
The Back to the Future 4.
Well, I don't know what the dinosaur thing means.
The cartoon opening? With the dinosaur, you said that was going to be Back to the Future 4, that was the story?
Well, that was one of the rumored stories.
Okay.
There's also been various Back to the Future 4 rumors over the years, and even Michael J. Fox is responsible for a few of them recently because he says he'd do it, but obviously he's sick, but I guess, you know, he really wants it to be made. Just he doesn't think he can act the whole time, I'm pretty sure, but, you know, he wants to be in it. Great. Put him in it. Make a new kid. Give him to Doc. Whatever. Don't even get a new kid. Just have Doc drown him. But, I think it would be great. So the thing, like we said, for Ghostbusters, it just needs to be made. I mean, fans, there's a fan base for it. Make it. I mean, with
intellectual properties.
Yeah, those kind of properties. That's what I was thinking of. You really can't mess them up too bad. I mean, if you make a bad movie, it's not gonna make the older ones seem any worse. I'm not saying make a bad movie, but I'm saying get something out there so, you know, people don't forget about it. Because, you know, people are getting old. I mean, who knows how much longer we're gonna have some of these guys around, so just make it.
I used to think Christopher Lloyd was old my whole life.
See, that's what I'm saying. The makeup's great.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd, I always thought he was really old, and he's still, like, when you see him to this day, you're like, that guy was Doc. He looked young.
So, yeah.
It's really funny how that stuff worked. Which is also funny in the movie. Some people never change. Like, Doc, when he's younger, doesn't look much different from Doc when he's older, and Strickland looks nothing. Just exactly the same. It's really funny. What else? Talk about Back to the Future 4. Well, yeah. Anything you want to add, Mark?
I really like these movies.
Great movies.
Great movies.
I've never met a person who says they haven't liked them. I have met people who said they haven't seen them still. I'm like, what? How?
And then you make
possible?
Them watch them. So.
And then you force them to watch them. It also has very good music.
And also, if you just watch two, it's like watching one and two.
Well, that's the thing, too. If you've seen one, yeah, it's okay, but just watch two constantly, because you can get the essence of one. And what I found interesting is they actually reshot some of the original footage for two.
Crazy.
Which is really strange because it's almost exactly, I mean, it's almost perfect.
Almost perfect? It is perfect.
Hoverboard. Just that's the reason to watch the second one right there.
Hoverboard. I used to look Sweet. For the shadows in one to see if they showed Marty pass by. I would always look for it. That was lower.
What are you talking about?
You know, in two. Where there's the two stuff. Martys, there's the other Marty who's sneaking around.
Oh, in the first
I always
one?
Use yeah, there's the shadows.
Not, there's not.
There's not anything, don't worry.
Yeah. That would be cool, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Well, it looks like we're going to keep this one shorter. Maybe get another one out of the way sometime soon, so... no reason to drag this on any longer. Sorry if this was boring, but it just felt that it had to be done, and maybe it wasn't as funny as some of the others, but like I said, just woke up from a nap. I want to get more of these out there, you know, so. Because we missed a long time.
Halfway to episode 10. Oh
Oh, episode 5.
Oh.
We're going half a decade.
And then 10 times 10
is 100.
Plan your parties, mister.
Episode 100 coming
up. The party.
Anyway,
we need to do that.
We'd like to thank Universal Pictures, the two Bobs, Michael J. Fox, the 1980s, Christopher Lloyd, and the DeLorean. And John DeLorean.
Nice.
For making the DeLorean.
We'd also like to thank ComingSoon.net.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't this episode, no, it wasn't.
Well, it never is.
It sometimes is.
Okay, we would not like to thank Coming Soon. And fix your site, Coming Soon.
Yeah, it really sucks, actually.
It's a little gay.
Freaky. I keep going there and I have to, like, refresh it 5 times. It still didn't work.
Wish you wouldn't have mentioned Coming Soon.
I really wish I wouldn't have here.
No information came from anywhere else. Actually, we're proud of ourselves. We did not look at Wikipedia, anything. So anything was right from our brains to you. It's like a Vulcan mind grab thing.
Meld.
And now you will heal various sighs until we get to the 50th.
Okay, well, this is my turn.